This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Peace and blessings to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of For a Better Life. This is Nahid, having the honor of hosting you on this episode, where words from wisdom's gardens meet the fragrance of faith. Today, we begin with the timeless voice of Saadi Shirazi, the Persian prose writer and poet, who wrote in his Book of Gulistan, "He who esteems himself highly shall be lowered, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted." Saadi's words fall like rain on the heart, gentle yet awakening. They echo a truth we all must face. The more pride fills the heart, the less room there is for light. Pride is one of those hidden diseases of the soul. It grows silently, feeding on our small successes, our social recognition, and sometimes even our acts of goodness. A person may begin to think, I am better, wiser, stronger, more righteous. And that whisper, that tiny whisper of I am, that is the echo of the first arrogance in creation, the arrogance of the devil who said, I am better than him. You created me from fire and him from clay. The story of pride begins not on earth, but in heaven. And ever since that moment, every human heart carries the possibility of both, to rise in humility like Adam, or to fall in arrogance like the devil. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, the fruit of humility is honor, and the fruit of arrogance is humiliation. True greatness, dear friends, isn't about being seen above others. It's about being seen by God and being pleasing to Him. Saadi tells the story of a king who walked proudly beside a poor man. When the king sneered at the man's tattered clothes, the poor man said, O king, I'm not less than you, for both of us are sons of Adam, and our ends is the same dust. The king was silent, and that silence was the moment his soul was humbled. Humility doesn't mean weakness, it means clarity. It means knowing that whatever beauty, wealth, or strength we have is only a trust, not a title. Now, pride blinds the soul. It turns worship into performance, charity into self-display, and knowledge into vanity. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had said, pride is a veil that covers the heart. It prevents the servant from seeing his own flaws. Now, how many of us have walked away from advice because of pride? How many apologies have we died on our tongue because of it? Or how many times do we remember that pride whispers, you are right, you don't need to change. But humility whispers, perhaps you could have done better. The second whisper, the humble one, is the voice that leads to spiritual growth. Now, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most humble of men. He sat among his companions as one of them. He ate what they ate. He mended his own sandals. And when someone entered the room, he didn't demand them standing for him. He stood for them. He once said, no one humbles himself for the sake of Allah, except that Allah raises him in rank. In the path of Shia's spirituality, humility isn't only a moral value, it's a sign of divine closeness. Imam Ali alayhi salam was called the Lion of God, but he washed the feet of orphans and fed the poor with his own hands. That is real power, not dominance, but service. Now, in today's world, we are constantly pushed to show, to prove, to shine. Social media teaches us to curate perfection, to collect admiration, to live for likes and followers. But Saadi would ask, of what worth is a mirror that shows the faith, but hides the soul? True humility today might mean listening more than speaking, helping quietly, and remembering that the unseen blessing like sincerity and kindness are more valuable than the visible ones. Every humble act builds a ladder to heaven. Every arrogant moment builds a wall around the heart. Now, why do we bow in our prayer? Why do we prostrate our foreheads on the ground? Because each time we lower ourselves before God, we break a piece of our pride. Each time that we whisper, "You, O Lord, are great, and I am your servant."
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, known for his humility, used to weep in his prayer, saying, "My God, I bow not because I am pure, but because you are merciful." Humility purifies the heart faster than any sermon because it connects us directly to God's mercy. So, how can we live this teaching? Here are a few reflections that we can remember and review together. Like speaking less about ourselves and more about gratitude. It's the opposite of what we have been taught in today's media, but it works. Regarding our religion, this is working for us Muslims. Accepting advice even from those younger than us. Again, the pride might say ignore them or show off that you're older, you know more. But our religion, the religion that has been guided and had the lantern and the flag bore by the prophet who would stand even for the children, we as the followers of him are supposed to listen to all people. Serve someone without them knowing, and remembering our mistake, not to shame ourselves, but to stay human, and forgiving, even when we could win. Each of these is a small act of humility, and together they transform a soul. Sadi concludes beautifully, "He who knows himself as he truly is has no need to boast. The river that is deep flows in silence." Let us then be like the river, deep, calm, and nourishing. May we walk the earth lightly, speak gently, and serve sincerely. And about this serving, the point is that sometimes we're serving other people, but in a way that we are at the same time showing ourselves and our ego as well. And the point that our imams have been mentioning and highlighting is that while we're serving, it's better that we stay unknown. It's okay that we imprison our ego for the sake of being the servant of Allah, the Almighty. So the moment that we imprison our ego, that nafs al-amara, that part of ourselves who wants to shine and show off every single deed, that moment we are following the way of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who would feed the orphans and who would wash their feet without them even recognizing him as the Imam. Now, dear listeners, our worth is not in being above others, it's in being close to God. Humility is not a weakness, it is a strength that heaven recognizes. So tonight, before you go to sleep, think of one moment in your day when you could have been humbler, and tomorrow, live that moment differently. Because every time you lower your ego, you raise your soul. Now, from the gardens of Sa'di to the wisdom of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, may your heart stay light, your steps gentle, and your faith deep. Until we meet again, I wish your hearts the calmness and the sincerity and this humble feeling of being a true Muslim. We wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth. your heart, there will always